The Saw movies are divisive. You either love them or you hate them. The gruesome, almost 20-year-old horror franchise about a villain named Jigsaw who traps his victims in life-or-death games came out with its latest movie in September. But that is not the only addition to the Saw universe. There is now an off-Broadway parody musical. And a warning that this production has some gore and some sex, all of which manages to be camp.
But after all that we've been through, I just want to do some filthy things to you.
And it is a romantic queer musical. NPR's Brianna Scott went to see the decidedly adult fare. Here's her report.
It's a classic meet-cute. Two characters trapped in a room together on opposite sides, their ankles chained to a pipe, a dead guy between them. A totally normal way to meet someone, of course. There's tension, there's drama, there's a saw involved.
We have to saw off our feet, it's the only way.
No, we could use this toilet tank lid, to be honest.
I know! Who did this to us?
This is a love story that I think people have wanted for 20 years.
Stephanie Rosenberg is the play's director. Along with producer Cooper Jordan, the duo first came together in 2022 for the play's first run in Philadelphia. Bringing Saw to life on stage is something Jordan's wanted to do for years. He's been obsessed with Saw since junior high.
I was just moved so much by it that it was so daring at the time.
He's not talking about the gore here, which Saw would become well known for pushing the boundaries on. He's talking about the movie's plot.
Live or die. Make your choice.
That's Jigsaw, aka John Kramer. He traps random people as victims, or rarely, survivors in his games.
I've never murdered anyone. In my life, the decisions are up to them.
Decisions that have to be made in a matter of seconds or hours. The grisly traps are set up to test Kramer's victims' will to live, and they usually have to endure great physical pain just to have a chance at survival.
Can you imagine what it feels like to have someone sit you down?
John Kramer?
And tell you that you're dying.
Clock is ticking, John.
But most people have the luxury of not knowing when that clock's gonna go off. And the irony of it is that that keeps them from really living their life. It keeps them drinking that glass of water, but never really tasting it.
Jigsaw's message of cherishing your life and living your life to the fullest translates to this acceptance of one another that we don't have in this country right now.
So reimagining Saw through a queer lens wasn't a stretch. Jordan's sister, Zoe, did research on the movie and wrote the book for the play.
She found all of this queer wordplay that was actually really built into the original film script itself.
My sister called me and said, Cooper, they're gay. And I said, no, Zoe, they know what you're talking about. And I watched it again as she watched it again afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, we really didn't see this in 2004 when we were kids.
And now all that underlying queer subtext in the movie is on full display in this musical parody.
Yeah, I can only read digital clocks. Not gonna lie.
Who is this sexy moron? Honestly, like, who can't read a clock? How'd I get stuck in here with him? Though I wonder if those pale and piercing eyes might warrant it's not the time.
This musical is so bisexual, it is beautiful.
Andrew Kyra plays Dr. Lawrence Gordon.
Right from the start in 2004, you were having fan fictions of these two men because you're locking two guys in a room together. It's like, will they kiss? Like, of course they're gonna kiss. They're in a room together, but they can't kiss because they're chained to the walls.
When Kyra first read the script,
this like raunchy erotic humor that's going on throughout it,
he was a little shook.
I have never come across a script quite like this one, where I've had to say the things that I say and do the things that I do. Okay. My parents saw the show, and I had to tell my mom, like, just a fair warning, this is a character I'm playing, and I be warned.
The things he had to do include dancing around with a blow-up sex doll named Carla. I won't spoil for you what else happens with that doll. And while he's sawing off his own foot,
now it's time to saw.
While he's doing it, it's this fun, upbeat, like, we're doing it. It's just so funny to me. I think this show works so well as a musical, and I think without the music aspect, it's like not as camp as it can be.
Sorry.
It's a raunchy, campy musical, and it's a balancing act for the actors, hitting that sweet spot of being funny, but also sincere.
So you want to be funny, but the funniest thing you can do is play it absolutely straight.
Jill Owen plays John Kramer, aka Jigsaw, and Amanda Young, a rare survivor of one of Jigsaw's traps. In her role as Amanda, Owen strikes that balance between being over the top and being serious.
They put me in a box. They said to make your choice. And now I've made it through. I'm gonna choose to use my voice. If I'm your heroine, you ain't seen nothing yet.
He wants them to fight for the life that they want and stop lying to themselves. And so that's something that I use to kind of get the character going.
For 90 minutes, the audience watches as the characters on stage discover themselves. And as the clock ticks closer to the deadline for Dr. Gordon and Adam to figure out how to get out of their traps.
He's kinda hot, even though he's a grumpy Gus. I could still shoot my shot, but it's the wrong place, wrong time.
Sexually hyphen frustrating.
That's how Adam Parbu describes the play. Parbu plays Adam Stanhype.
Most of the show is, I need this guy. I need, but I can't. But yeah, we can't have him. So it's just pure like 90 whatever minutes of like, until finally.
A climax that starts with a pinky promise and ends with a kiss.
Wait, Lawrence, wait. Are we gonna be okay? I would love you. Pinky promise?
When it comes to Saw the Musical, people shouldn't expect blood and guts galore. That isn't what this musical is. What audiences can expect is an unapologetically queer and campy comedy that has a deeper underlying message. Rather than live or die, make your choice. That's my Jigsaw impression. Director Stephanie Rosenberg says this play is about living your truth.
We are a place to come to be a haven, to laugh with your loved one and hold their hand regardless of who they are.
Live the life you love.
I said everybody.
That's the honest truth. If you don't die, you'll be glad you're alive. And then you'll get to live the life you love.
From NPR, I'm Brianna Scott.